Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, where we keep you informed about the latest developments in our vibrant aerospace community. I'm Emma, and joining me today is Daniel. Good to see you, Daniel.
Hi, Emma. I'm excited to dive into today's topic about a new initiative that's really pushing the boundaries of productivity in aerospace manufacturing. Have you heard about it?
I see. What exactly is it about?
It's about leveraging digital services to boost productivity by up to 10%. A project called Productivity as a Service, or PRODRS, led by MAPAL with partners like F. Zimmerman and Blum. They're pooling knowledge and data to offer solutions from a single source.
Wow, that is so cool. How does this work exactly?
Well, the idea is to create a structured knowledge base that connects machine, tool, and workpiece data. Right now, each component operates separately, making it hard to analyze problems and optimize processes. By bringing all the data together, they can identify issues faster and make real-time adjustments.
I see. So the data from the machines, the tools, and the measurement technology are all connected.
Exactly. For example, Blum's software tracks tool wear and compares it to MAPAL's database to check if machine settings align with manufacturer specs. F. Zimmerman's machine status data adds information about the spindle condition. All this is integrated into a higher-level software module that provides structured insights.
That makes sense. And what about the pilot project? What did they accomplish?
The pilot project at Karl Walter Formenbau used a tool performance optimizer. This tool helps users adjust drilling parameters in real time to reduce downtime caused by breakage or unplanned tool changes. The database also allows for similarity searches, drawing on past experience to plan new applications.
Right, and how are they planning to expand this service?
They're introducing a traffic light system to alert users immediately if deviations occur during operation. Looking ahead, they're developing self-learning services for autonomous parameter optimization and intelligent CAM process planning. By 2029, they aim to achieve end-to-end automation from design to finished components.
That's quite a big claim, right? What's the timeline for these developments?
The first pilot project concluded in mid-2024 after 3 years. The digital service offering will be expanded over the coming years. The traffic light system is next, followed by self-learning services and intelligent process planning. The end-to-end automation is targeted for 2029.
And how are they planning to market this?
They're using two sales channels: the traditional solution business offered from a single source, and also large platforms based on GaiaX. This dual approach ensures both established and emerging markets can access the technology.
That's a smart strategy. It makes the technology accessible while maintaining a single-source solution. I'm really excited to see how this evolves. Thanks for the update, Daniel.
My pleasure. It's always great to highlight the innovative work happening in our industry, especially when it's led by companies right here in the Northwest.
Absolutely, that's what makes our cluster so special. We're not just keeping up with the industry, we're leading it. Thanks for joining me today, Daniel.
Thank you, until next time, everyone.
And thank you for listening to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. Stay informed, stay connected, and keep flying high.